My eldest child is a high school junior, and I have officially joined the ranks of parents immersed in and overwhelmed by the college search process. My first goal was to simply show my son that anything is possible, the classic world is your oyster message. But I might have gone a little over the top. Recently, I took him and his best buddy to California, where we used to live, and toured 5 colleges in 5 days on a 700-mile road trip, staying with friends and family. We looked at a few UCs, Cal Polytech, and Stanford. It was a great trip, and he described nearly all the schools as chill, which is high praise. But after all the planning and feeling like a rock star parent, somewhere between San Francisco and Santa Barbara, it hit me. I don't want my kids moving 3,000 miles away. What was I thinking? On the long drive down the coast, while the boys played DJ, snoozed, and gazed at the Pacific, I figured it out. I was doing what my parents hadn't. My mom and dad grew up in tiny villages in England, left school early to work, lived through World War II, immigrated, and just struggled to pay the bills. They never considered our family to be college material. They not only didn't help me go to college, they discouraged it. Mom advised me to be a secretary and get married, pointedly demanding to know who did I think I was. Since we lived in Palo Alto right next to Stanford University, where my granddad was a gardener, her words cut to the core of my then-budding intellectual self. What she didn't know, and what I didn't either back then, is that when I set my sights on something, I become tenacious. Though it took a while to afford tuition, at the ripe old age of 22, I enrolled at San Francisco State University. Working 2 jobs, after 9 years of attending part-time, I eventually earned a BA in art history, even graduating cum laude. It was a dream come true, and I was headhunted by a top gallery right after getting my degree. But it was a late start in the professional world. I made a promise to myself that if I ever had kids, I'd do all I could to help them get to college. So this trip was as much about keeping this promise to myself as it was about simply trying to be a supportive parent. My main goal was just to plant the seed of possibility in my son's mind, and I think on that count, I succeeded. During the flight on the way back, he asked, "So, if I got a BA at a more low-key college, could I still go to grad school at, like, Stanford?" "Yes," I replied, trying to contain my nearly volcanic inner joy. "Yes, you can."